CITR 101.9. This is the Ninth Wave Radio, located out of Coast Salish ancestral territory, the Hunkmino speaking Musqueam Nation. Welcome. After a brief hiatus, we back. A special guest in the studio, Dylan.
Good evening.
I'm gonna play some music for y'all. Stay tuned.
Watch it flow. It's fine.
make you fall in la la la.
Episode 51. The hiatus was due to life. Life happens. Can't always be ready, poised, on air every week. But we back. The song you just heard was Claire Mortefi, Wide Open Ocean, single off what I hope is an upcoming project. I can only imagine it would be monumental. Recap. What's up? We got Dylan here.
Hey.
We got Dylan, the place to be. Give me a brief recap of your last 2 months, because this is as far as this is the longest I've been off air since I started the show.
Oh wow. Yeah. Visited buddy Shaylin Stevenson, painter from art school. That's actually how I met you. So visited him in Chicago. Got to check out the School of the Art Institute. Art Institute itself. Saw Hamilton. Good show. Then also went to San Francisco with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That was really great. Shout outs, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I got to jump around and just had a very chill Christmas. Got to see a lot of family and just kind of feeling that, what is it, Capricorn season? You know, you're kind of trying to get back into stuff. Got a gym pass again.
I'm unaware of this phenomenon called Capricorn season.
I don't know. Apparently, it's
are you Capricorn?
Done. No, I'm a Gemini. Nobody likes us.
What do you mean?
Don't say that. No, you know what? Maybe it's just that there's a lot of horoscope memes out there these days. I follow a couple.
Gemini's a little bit wild.
Yeah, not all Geminis. That's a funny page.
Not all Geminis. Yeah, I feel like anybody listening would be well afflicted by the meme culture that is astrology. What astrology has become, not to say astrology is a meme device, but it has become very popularized. I even saw it in that documentary or that little Explained by Vox, the Netflix special. There's one just about astrology, and it's like the craze that it is. But
yeah, it's become much more of like a frontal. I think before it was kind of shuffled to the back of the newspapers or something. It had a lot more of a fringe presence, but now it seems pretty commonplace. It's in the vernacular. People are much more aware, I think, of a younger generation than maybe previous.
And it's based on something like, you know, people figured out that there's 12 like phases to the
there's like a bunch of stuff out there in the cosmos that, you know, there's like a whole other thing there. But I don't know. The Gemini, what I like about it, there's the creative association. It gives me a little bit of an ego boost as a drawer, illustrator, painter. But I think that we're seen as two-faced because there's two of us. It's like duality.
I thought that was also a Pisces thing. I don't know. Why do we have to start this with the astrology talk? We'll get into it in a little bit.
I was triggered because I heard Claire say something about Scorpio. Wasn't that song?
She's a Scorpio, and I think the song... Let me get back to that song. Phenomenal work. Like... really good music, and I'm just so proud to have this person as a friend. Me and my girlfriend Chelsea, shout out Chelsea, I've been listening to this nonstop. Like it brings tears. It brings tears on. Like it's just powerful music. So I had to play that. And part of the reason why I was so cheesed about, or not cheesed, the busted up about not doing these shows the past few weeks is that I wanted to play that song and this song. We're gonna get back into the mix. We'll be back with Dylan in a few songs. He's got some selections. We're gonna talk about comics and film and just shoot the shit, because 2019, except in the moment, doing what the hell we gotta do.
It's hump day with Dylan Humphreys.
Hump day with Dylan Humphreys. Let's go. CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave.
Lit from the lashes, batting, chit-chatting casually about how you think monogamy is something of the past. But baby girl, your actions speak something totally opposite. And you have to pardon me, cause I am a dog, you see. And if you lead me to the park, I'll break up off the leash. Make you ponder, kicking dirt in my water, spilling bleach in the laundry bag, and stressing my mama, pushing dents in my armor, scratching dent in my Pontiac. Bitch, are you off your shit? I'll bag another one just to piss you off and shit. Don't make me put the shit I bought you up for auction, bitch.
Pause this shit.
New Anderson Paak. Hey.
My lady drives me high up the wall. She keeps me up and locked in the bathing room. Why am I screaming at the top of my lungs when she can't hear?
Birthday, and I'm thirsty, and I, it's your birthday, and I'm thirsty, and I, it's your birthday, and I'm thirsty, and I, I was sleeping up on you, yeah, I was selling drugs and playing by the rules, yeah, and those bloodstained sheets, and those mad lip beats, and that gold in your teeth, I'm a motherfucker. Run a train, get the train, that's the same shit. Waking up, panties off, sleeping till your phone rings. And that brain got me weak, or that girl when she speak, or that grass in your green, you a mean mug. It's your birthday, and I'm thirsty, and I. It's your birthday, and I'm thirsty, and I.
Girl, it's your world. The planets ring about you, must be your birthday. The earth keeps spinning, your tune, girl, it's your world. The evening stars fall from you, bet that's your birthplace. The sun reminds me of you.
I was skipping up on school, yeah. I was running with the gang and we was fools, yeah. And that goose got me weak, and that hole in your teeth, and that kid in the street.
Need some cocoa butter.
She a fiend for that white, intervened in the night. I'm a bull when I fight, catch a hook, catch a flight, catch a left, catch a right, catch these hands or you might. And you know what I like, and I'm gonna be alright. I was born up in the summer too. Something I was missing like habituals. And I'm early, it's my birthday, and you looking kinda curvy, and your titties kinda perky. I'm a savage when I'm dirty, and I'm causing controversy. I don't care, I got attorney. All that sloppy on my jersey got me giddy. Lord help me. Yeah, yeah, Lord help me. Yeah, sing.
Girl, it's your world. The planets ring about you, must be your birthday. The earth keeps spinning, your tune, girl, it's your world. The evening stars fall from you, bet that's your birthplace. The sun reminds me of you, girl, it's your world. The planets ring about you, must be your birthday. The earth keeps spinning, your tune, girl, it's your world. The evening stars fall from you, bet that's your birthday. The sun reminds me of you.
Sad.
Hey. That was Manuel Darkart with Coasting off the In Aid of Julia's Bicycle. Before that, we had Kiefer, Socially Awkward. Before that, Reggie Snow, Pink Lemonade, Anderson .Paak, bunch of stuff off Mutual Intentions. This next jam, which I haven't played, Oldie Bitty Goodie, Never Left, by the homies, Potato Head People, for...
Potato homies for Hella? Oh, what?
For Illa J.
I was drawing for folks.
Never Left.
It's like you never left. You whip me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around and that shit ain't cool. It's like you never left. You whip me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around and that shit ain't cool. Yo, when I'm reppin' my bro, I'm reppin' my blood. Before I rock a show or even step in the club, it's Yancy Boys for life. Man, I don't give a fuck about the biz, but it is what it is, nigga. Niggas tryna pay bills for their kids, make meals, roll around on big wheels with they bitch. So they use big deal when they need a big deal, but when illest bitch real, they get pissed. But I raise my flag in a whole nother arena. Starting at 0-0, call me Arenas. Triple threat, infinite creator, when is that? Gonna end, never funny question, how clever. I'm a young, loud rebel from the Mecca. Beast inside and a lyrical reflector. From the east side of Detroit, nigga, check up. Always on the grind, cause I gotta get my check up. Yeah, I'm always on my grind, cause the money on the mind. We forget about the cause, cause we want that effector. I'm always on time, on task, on the mission while I listen to my big
row, chillin', reminiscing. It's like you never left. You up me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool. It's like you never left. You up me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool. Yeah, when I'm reppin' my bro, I'm reppin' my blood. So before I spit a flow, before the record is cut. She can't see boys for life, man, I don't give a fuck about the biz, but it is what it is, nigga. People say to your friends, looking with hitting agendas. Don't give a fuck about me, just wanna rap on some Dilla. Coming up to me like I heard Dilla, your brother. I went to the tribute, I took a pic with your mother. And it means a lot to me, but a few of you don't mean it honestly, Y'all just think about profiting, My brother's legacy is like the ring. Niggas get close to it, ego start building up. Taste a little success, environment is changing up. Forget about the cause, forget about that genius that's banging in your car. To take your vibration up, up, up into the stars. Forget about the soul that he put into his music. Forget about the gold that he put into his music. Forget about the road, every day I see you passing by, cruising down the road. It's like you never left. You up me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool. It's like you never left. You up me up in the booth, I see your silhouette. When I start thinking about you, when I would never let somebody taint your truth. Cause tainted lovers all around, and that shit ain't cool.
Next song, What is an American? Latin Alliance. Listen to the lyrics, y'all. You'll figure it out.
I got a question to ask, I'm kind of daring you. What is the true definition of America? Does it belong to any one race or culture? Or is an American a politician vulture? You got the right to bear a gun. You got the freedom of speech, Amendment 1. And if what I say is untrue, then goddamn me. You can't even sell certain records in Miami. They say that they give us freedom, and well, is it? And can my primos in Mexico visit? No, cause they say they take up the work. So late at night across streams they lurk. And if they get caught, then they give them the boot. Now who's gonna wash all cars and pick off fruit? Not the man that comes in the boat. And yo, not an American, quote, unquote, unquote. Mexican, trying to feed his family the best that he can. And on a street corner trying to make a quick buck. Down on his luck, but rich folk don't give a fuck. Cause he's got no social security card or right to work in the state, but he's willing to work hard. Petty crimes, I see my friends go to jail, frail, but come out hard as hell. And everybody trying to set the pace. And who's gonna win this human race? Not the man who thinks he's moving faster. The communist, self-centered politician bastard. The one that wants to cut my throat. But what is an American? Quote, unquote, unquote. Flowing together, it's Hispanic and French blood. Create a lyrical flood. Latin Alliance band together to speak out. For those who are afraid, you should stand up and shriek out. Call me a wet bag, then get back. Better yet, open your mind and set back. And just think about it. Homeboy, what are you dumb? If you're not Indian, then where did your family?
originally come from. Cause I feel freedom is golden. No border patrolling. The land that you stand on is stolen. Word up, yo, I'm saying it loud. Every Hispanic in the crowd stay proud. And just be yourself at best. I trip when I see an African medallion on a Mexican's chest. For what I say, you like to cut my throat. But what is an American? Quote, unquote, unquote.
What is an American, quote unquote?
There was some gems in that song. That was interesting. There's not a lot of that social movement, like rise up kind of hip hop. They don't really do those tracks that much anymore.
Who, Latinos or just?
Oh, just in general. I remember humans. What was that other one? Self destruction.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not a whole lot about that anymore. It seems like, or maybe
not overtly like. I mean, it. You know what? False. It exists. Like, you know, because we, like, just off the top of my head, artists like Kim Mortal, JB the First Lady, like, you know, to go back to them, like, constantly talking about things that are going on.
True.
You know?
Very yeah, there's some really great
activist mentality yeah. with their... oh, speaking of Kim Mortal, and I'll briefly riff through some shows that are going on. Maybe I won't announce them all, but Kimortal has an album release on March 14th at Fox Cabaret, and she's also headlining, or no, she's kicking off the opening night of Push Festival tomorrow night, actually.
Nice.
So that'd be cool to check out.
What else? What other shows are you going to try to see this month?
Okay. Tonight, Bass is playing Fortune, dope artist I just got into. He's been working with Dreamville a lot. JID and J. Cole are involved with them a lot. He's in town tonight. I'm maybe trying to go see that. I don't know if I can do it.
Apparently, if you're there at 10:15 at Fortune, that's when it's happening.
That is when it's happening.
So if you're listening to this, you could be there in time.
Go to it. Go see this man. He's dope. Lube Sessions is tonight.
Yeah, my uncle Jordan's down there.
Cool. Yeah. Piece of Jordan.
I gotta go there one of these days.
They usually do that at Nemesis Cafe. I'm assuming he's going down there this week. Mikey J. Blige back from his brief stint in India with IMUR. Mikey J. Blige. That's the
not to be confused.
With Mary.
Yes, you heard it correct.
Real thing. Yeah, he's back with records from India. And apparently some Indian jams. So, like, I'd love to be there.
I remember when I was about 16 and I drove all the way from Nelson to Trail so I could go to the CD Plus in their mall and get that Mad Lib India album when Mad Lib went beat.
Oh, yeah.
Beat hunting or right. crate digging in India.
India Plus.
Going to, like, the
middle of CD
nowhere.
Plus. That's the name of the...
CD Plus, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was the middle of nowhere.
Imagine starting a company called CD Plus today. Like, how laughable would that be?
Yeah, you get laughed at anywhere you ask for CDs. I tried to find a CD case. Those are going to go
jewel
up in
case,
value.
We call
yeah,
them now.
Jewel case, really. Because if you have one of those, don't throw it away.
No, they're valuable. And I used to, like, exchange them out with my old ones. And, like, I had a rotation of... Like, depending on what CD I deemed important, I'd have a rotation.
So that's pretty cool, though. You know, your show certainly helps me feel involved and, you know, it helps me know what's going on musically or locally. So I appreciate that, which leads me to give a little plug to my Uncle Jordan's magazine.
Yes.
Limited edition.
Right.
LTD underscore ED underscore mag on Instagram. But, yeah, lots of... good music happening locally, and it's important to stay in touch because I fall off really quick. Shit gets busy.
It does, and that brings us to our next bit. How have you been keeping busy? How was your past holiday?
Well,
you recently made a visit to... Okay, let's recap. The last time we met up, we talked about arts, community.
Think a lot about working as an artist. What do you do? You know, because I think we're both at similar places. We obviously met through the art scene, and now we're becoming formalized or trained, and, you know, we're working in film, and that obviously takes a lot of time, so it then becomes a lot more of a question of how do you balance your time, or what is your long goal, you know, for your art, you and your art, and using certain things as a means to an end. I think the thing that really, besides meeting a really awesome person to share time with in the last year, Deadly Class, the new TV show that's dropping tonight.
Let's talk about
sci-fi.
It.
Sci-fi. I
think
it already aired, but that took a lot of time. That was
and you've been working on that since its inception?
Yeah, I worked on the pilot, which we shot in 2017. And so I was called back to do the full series and did a lot of the graffiti, worked with some really great artists on that, and a pretty fun show to work on in terms of the content. We got to do like a lot of heavily aged, gritty stuff.
Let it be known that Dylan is the comic book nerd extraordinaire.
Yep. I've got a lot of issues. I gotta organize my boxes right now.
The only reason why I pay Marvel Universe any attention is due to Dylan's influence.
Well, when we lived together, I pretty much forced it upon you. I would kind of like bring stuff. Like, I remember I brought you the Black Panther number one by Ta-Nehisi Coates, and I was like, this shit is
that's right,
big
did.
In a year, dude. Look at this. You better read this. Yeah. And yeah, I think it's increasingly a good time to be a fan of comics, and I think it's an interesting time as well because as these programs are becoming more mainstream, the representation is increasingly more important. I mean, like the first comic character being Superman, this white guy, right? So there's a lot more. That's
that was the first
more
comic
important.
Super.
That was the first superhero comic. Yeah, he's the first superhero.
The first imprint that's comic book superhero. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why you know he's kind of corny because he's timeless. You know,
it's corny as hell, and that's why he has every possible like super
power.
Superpower. And that's one thing that turned me off of Superman is that as they were writing it, they always had a new power that would defeat the foe. Like, okay, it's ice vision now. Now it's heat vision. Now it's X-ray vision. Now it's like radar vision.
They had to pull back and like.
He's got every
60s.
Type of vision. Like, and then it's like you know you get some rock from some planet in space and you can vanquish this man. Like, what the fuck?
The funniest thing though is that as I get older, I think the corniest stuff from that era is the most interesting to me because it's like who could have conceived of this?
So think of the era and think of what was going on socio-politically, like the racism and misogyny as these superheroes were being written.
Which is why, of course, Marvel, I think, was such an important shift in the dialogue. I'm really actually interested, speaking of Superman right now, writer Brian Michael Bendis, who created Miles Morales, the new Spider-Man, who was really popular in the last cartoon film.
I haven't seen
great.
This yet.
Everybody should go see.
Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse. Very fun. Locally animated as well, so there's a bit of Vancouver pride there. But, Brian Michael Bendis moved over to DC after working with Marvel for over a decade, and he's got one book coming out this month called Naomi. And it looks like it's about a female character. She potentially gains some kind of superpowers, but I believe the titular character is based off his daughter, his adopted daughter. So it's kind of nice that this guy is, I think, writing for people other than himself, you know, and trying to put characters out there that don't just, look like a room of 50s politicians or something, you know, like, yeah.
Diversity matters, folks.
Just makes for more enjoyable content. People should tune in to Deadly Class. It was a great working with the cast because they're a bunch of young cats, including the character Saya, played by Lana Condor. And she's super charming. I think she's about to have her moment. But it's really cool to see these youngsters kind of move in their profession. And they're, you know, very different people from when I met them in the pilot to when they finished the series. And I think it's all for the better. So there's some talent there. It's executive produced by the Russo brothers, who I did not get to meet. They're too important to hang out with the peasants who work on their TV shows. You know, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you know, I did that. I never saw Ben Stiller on that one movie, but
right.
What would I have done if Ben Stiller was there? Like, hey Ben, like.
Well, he's very short.
Love doing
I'm trying to think of the most obscure Ben Stiller movie I can. I can't.
What? I did meet him once. He was pretty nice, actually. I was on that Night at the Museum 3 set where my mom is heavy in film, right? So she invited me to set.
Shouts out Christine.
Christine, hi. She's probably not going to listen. She's too busy.
Well, she'll listen. She'll listen. She will.
Eventually, I'll force her to. But, the cool part of that story was that I got to meet Robin Williams on set when he was dressed up like General Custer. And that was a few months before he passed.
Ridiculous. That blows my mind.
That was kind of surreal, meeting him and then the tragedy and everything. But
okay.
Film
Let's
is
get
a
back to
crazy
film.
Thing.
Let's
yeah.
get back to your starry-eyedness. And then not very long ago, you being like, I need to get out.
Yeah, I think
and
there's
the woes.
Yeah.
Because I was going to go on a little trope here about if you want to be creative and make enough money to survive and still... It can work to work in film because it you can kind of choose your own adventure with it. Like I understand, like a lot of the time when it comes to film, like if you're really gonna stay active and keep getting work, it's like you end up doing months and months at a time, 5-6 days a week, and I understand that. But anyways, from my experience right now, it's been a blessing to me because it's the ability to, even if you're working a little bit. It's an opportunity for me to make the max amount of money I've made at an occupation. Regardless of that, how do you feel about your career in film since the last time we spoke?
Well, that's a good question. And I think, you know, as far as talking about certain, you know, visiting certain sets or the characters behind it, it's really it's neat to be able to have this job where you go and you go to work and all of a sudden there's lights and there's that's the movie magic. And when you get to kind of step behind the camera and see how it all gets put together, there's something really exciting about that. Like having gone from I think a small town kid to getting to be, you know, in these things that people are participating in. It's cool. It's very exhausting, but I think the one thing, if you're a creative and you like to display your work, your attitude can change very quickly when the show actually comes out, you know? Like it can be this like very demanding, exhausting sacrifice, but lucrative, but it will eat your life away. And so it's hard to know what the value,
if you let it, I believe.
Yeah. You can put your foot
you
down.
Have
you
a choice. Like people seem to
stand up
and
for your
is,
rights.
This
yes.
is a thing, not just in film, but in life, like people often become slaves to their jobs. And I understand the need to, survive. And I've never really come up with a lot, of resources necessarily in my, I've been blessed, but like I've never been financially necessarily ahead of the curve. And what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. Like there's always a way to make what you need to happen. And I've been lucky to realize that and not lose hope in moments where I felt like there was none, whether you're between jobs, you lose a job, lose whatever may affect your quality of life. There's always a bounce back. There's always a comeback, and there's always a new day.
I think the question for myself that comes up about what am I doing in this line of work and in a sort of trying to plan for the long term, it's a question of what do I bring to the table? It's, you know, there's a lot of people who work in film and are just as happy to like keep their head down and get the job done, and they don't really care about what's going on. And I think there's
trying to make movies.
A lot of those people, you know, that's how movies get made. But there's also, I think, a denominator of people who have a creative instinct and would like to kind of bring something to the table that they can really use that. So the industry is set up in a way that I think it allows for a lot of growth of and you know, transference, but
hopefully.
I think that it can also, yeah, you know, the Rick Remender, the writer of Deadly Class, and he ended up being the executive producer as well on the on the TV show, said to me that, you know, sometimes you have to spend those periods of time between work just trying to figure yourself out, you know, eating ramen, working on your little passion thing, because you just feel like that's the right thing to do. And I think, it's important to have a balance where you're doing that and pushing yourself forward on those things. And also paying your bills, and I think I'm trying to find that balance. It's getting there.
You are getting there. I see it. Plus, you've been in film for a while, so like for me starting out, I'm like, oh, you got it figured out, like, you know, like, what are you stressing about? But I understand there's still the pressure to perform, and I've understood your experience with maybe not so worthy higher ups, and just the stress of having to work with people in a high stress environment.
Yeah, and you know what? At the same time, I think there's a lot to be said for this industry. That I don't know if you ever saw Little Caesar, or not Little Caesar,
like the pizza place.
No, Hail Caesar. I mean, with the Coen brothers.
Yeah, I worked with one of the guys who, one of the actors in that, on the package, the Netflix jam.
There's this funny atmosphere to that movie about the hustle and bustle and the Hollywood attitude.
Right. And, you know, that was the movie about making movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there, I think there's a lot of good work ethic to be learned from the industry. A lot of really good social lessons. And, yeah, you know, they don't stop coming. And they don't stop coming, you know, these lessons. You're constantly learning.
They don't.
But if you guys have a TV and sci-fi or whatever people watch stuff on these days, Deadly Class, the first episode, looks pretty good. I watched it. A lot of stuff I actually made with my hands, so it was like, that's my baby. But Henry Rollins is in it, and, you know, he's got an interesting character. I think the dialogue has a lot of anti-government angsty stuff in it, that a lot of themes of nihilism. It's quite violent, so, you know, only for mature audiences, really.
Shout out Deadly Class. Go check that out. Just dropped. Dylan has worked tirelessly on this. In the vein of comic books, we have local artists in the city. One of which by the name of DJ Chong Wizard.
Oh yeah.
Who has released the last mixtape post The Last Jedi. Release
with the art show at the Fall Tattoo Parlor.
We're talking hip hop in the vein of,
yeah, it's like that
like
Wu-Tang, kind of like how, you know, Wu-Tang used to talk about comic books a lot like that.
Yeah,
it's very much in the same spirit. Like, if you like MF Doom and you like that kind of New York mafioso, but almost rapping about lasers, and, you know, it's I feel like his new stuff, it sounds as if rap albums were being made in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like a, I'm Spider-Man, he's my da-da-da. It's more like, it feels like it could fit within the background of a world like that. Like, you could see a supervillain listening to this, and, you know, and it's on his iPod or something, I don't know. But there's a lot of good moments in these mixtapes.
You want to play this first one?
Yeah, shout-outs to Chong.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Looking forward to the next one. These are great.
Featuring Fiba, Tesla's Ghost, Ray Vendetta, The Fly Hooligan, and Sunny Jim, produced by Klipto.
That's a sick title.
Yeah, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You're listening to CITR 101.999.
Straighten up my tie really quick. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Fireball, Tess, Ray, Hooli, Sunny Jim, Klipto. Yo, corporate ties, casino money. Spirits are fortified, the secret's ugly. Pouring liquor for fallen guys, we keep it gully. Traditions immortalized like Mina Murray. She smeared lippy on the cuff of my shirt, but I sold a grand's worth and the customer's first. Always gourmet in the esophagus flirt. I've been a connoisseur of immaculate verse. The extraordinary gentleman's club. 7 racks on the case, stuck in court and a judge. Underground waves in the Nautilus sub. When I flicked the cards over, all you saw was a flush. No fucks. Hella lush, balmy Mercier's. Lunch at the Belvedere, belts a Hermes car. Pulling on my intuition, bold and merciless. Center of the universe, word to Copernicus. Copernicus.
Yo. Black Hawk down, sun style, broke a flip. flower. Black magic, but still came from Okinawa. Possessed power, saw stroke, dropped the tower. Blade patterns, cut through the Tokugawa. Central clan, wood style, first Hokage. Tread liquid, shark teeth, I'm Kisame. Throw bangers, impact, skull cracking. Tesla, rap creature, Greek cracking. Morbid arts, trapped in the rings of Saturn. I'm equipped for the war, nine phantom dragons. Pulse cannons, diamond armor protection. Lightning blade, blow you out the dimension. Landcraft in Western, I'm George Jensen. Quandalvers, the Windstar, three section. Style bending, my skill set, I'm investing. Double cross me, I make no one exception.
Yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. With my hourglass, finger looking steady, and she merry, cause we had a laugh. Regulator ethics on a daily base, scheming on a double meat, sweet, that's an 88. Younger face with Goliath height, but they could never drop me with stones. I raised the Fahrenheit, savage mics, deadly finesse, pushed to the forefront. Famished minds, yeah, I'm in the plate. Five course munch, twirl a blunt, murder the gash, fall into comatose, back to front, splashing the cash, crashing in overload, overdose, audio flake. Every verse a gram, never knows, bake when awake, then I'm coercing plans. December 31st, razor like the sky, circle getting smaller, only fam, we don't like you guys. Read between the lines of the sub, catch the figure plot, jab them in the face without gloves, I'm counting bigger nuts.
Piece of the armor, split the pie five ways, raise money for Omra, king of the jungle, stay raw, lion of Judah, 185 for Roberto Cavalli, Peter Worth, Safiano, leather belt, tan deep safari, river now flow, my charm will make your chick so glow, weak knees when she saw the Milano logo, Eloigi, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, blessed by the Elohim, Royal Opera House, money niggas try intervene, Reynolds had the rifle ready, Tezos had the guillotine, Shatty Al-Qurum, take flight and hot balloons, leave buffoons floating in the blue lagoon, no discrimination, crackers or coons, acapella saxophones and bassoons, stay tuned, flight goals coming soon.
This next one real quick.
I love the sample of these horns though. Chong, if you're listening, these horn samples, they really do it for me. I used to play clarinet in school band and shit like that, so a soft spot for the horns.
Sounds amazing. This next one, it just came out. What are you looking at? December 21st, 2018.
Is that what we're playing next? Right?
We're playing the MODOK Money.
MODOK's a weird character.
Featuring Crime Apple is off the new fairly new Chong Wizard
Reality Stone
Vancouver Hip Hop. Check it out.
Wow. Chong, what up? Same shit, just counting MODOKs, smoking Swamp Thing in the Danger Room, you know. I just dropped the Benz off at the cleaners. Humbled myself and got into a Beamer. Miss Piggy had told me to get with Alina. I already seen her, I'm hip like a FEMA. Is this all you re-up? My drip on Katrina. Then I'm sitting real proper on sneakers. Femme fatale with me, pop for a visa. I pair wines with pasta like Ave Maria. I throw the pierogies. This just a flow for the worldies. I still kind of feel like the old me. Smokers do the hokey pokey from the shit that exploded in the stogie. You caught a new tenant. He won't get a word out the tennis. You know the premise. Big faces, money looking like MODOK. I set up the session. I'm cooking a yola. They clean up pistola. I told a bitch clean up a bola. I'm smoking a mina cebolla. You can front all you want, pero a mí no me choca. Tú no me comprendes. Pero business is business.
You know that.
This bread talk, I don't speak harina. Made a head fall in the cleaners, clean up. Twist the flow like TNT popping. Got the mean noggin from a Sri Lankan. The fiend knocking at the V, plotting through the cheese out the window like here, Poppy. Professor Xavier, I make connections look effortless. Told a bitch, go get a check for us. Yeah, it look like Scandinavia. Stretch out your labia, they never knew it though. And I never blew it, avoided detection. My choice of profession was coined as a weapon. I boiled up the pension, consult with the chemist. You sniff it and fly while the temperature rise. Get left on your side if you mention the guy. Should be easy as pie. No more expressions to hide.
Wow.
Does he actually call himself that?
MODOK?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the...
Or is it is Crime Apple Ramen? Or is it? It's called Modak Money.
Modak Money
featuring Crime Apple. Oh, I see.
Mental, mobile, mechanized, organized, organism designed only for killing. Yeah, he's a crazy character, man. I wouldn't mess around with that villain. And you can find that music on Bandcamp. Search DJ Chong Wizard.
Yeah,
Reality Stone and Power Stone EP. You're with CITR.
A bunch of kids wilding outside the studio. I know.
Yeah, you know, it's funny coming down here and doing the show with you, though, and coming back to this kind of university vibe. Like, all the conversations that I hear as I come over, they're just way more motivated and inspirational and educated than mine tend to be. You know,
I thought you were going to say the opposite of that.
No, I feel like a Luddite or something. I don't know.
But I heard somebody walk by and they're like, I don't know. Like, and there's a couple of ridiculous conversations I walked past.
But it has a very bright and shiny kind of vibe here.
It's very starry-eyed. It's very starry-eyed out here.
Yeah.
You know,
a good thing. I just wish it weren't so darn expensive, you know?
Oh, man.
Shout out to people with student loans.
Shout out to people with student loans. Shout out to bullshit-ass frat boys who, like, threaten people. And
campus culture.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the cops letting rich-ass kids get away with murder because they go to UBC and shit like that.
Mm. Word. But,
sorry, yeah, I just, like, went deep in some, like, alcove of, like...
Yeah, you stared off into space. It was kind of cool. I didn't want to stop you. It's like, all right, where's this going? But, I mean, hopefully next time, my goal is next time when I'm on your show, I'm here to promote and talk about my comic. Because it's about almost halfway.
Brother.
The second issue.
Fuck, why didn't we talk about that this time?
Language.
God,
it's,
damn
well,
it.
Well, it's in development. It's funny because this second issue of this, I want to make this a graphic novel, a full graphic novel, 80 pages. He's distracted by the hooligans.
Yo, it's good.
I'm going to tell people about my story. So the second issue is much more about this cat who's supposed to be the resurrected soul of a Gulf War soldier. And so,
semi-based on Molly the kitty.
Yeah, based on your cat, who I remember your cat when I was working on this comic when we were living together was really funny. She actually started to realize that I was, like, you know, working on this thing on this table for a really long time, and I kept catching her trying to take peeks at it. She'd be up on the chair leaning into it. I'm like, hey, get out of here, because, you know, cat paws and drawing tables.
Cats need to know what you're doing at all times. Like, if they don't understand it, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I stole a couple of her moments for the comic for sure. But
I love that, dude.
So, yeah, I'm trying to do a lot more research for this second issue, and it's teaching me a lot. It feels like a war comic. I love old war comics like Two-Fisted Tales and that. I think it's an interesting way of discussing violence in the media and politics in a comic book about a cat, you know. So, yeah, I think it's going to be better than the first issue. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's my first real story, and I think there's something to be said for just trying to get it done and don't worry about the way it kind of happens. Just get it out and try to get more out, because the way when you keep looking back at this thing, you obviously see things you want to improve, but it's just important, I think, to, as a writer or an artist, find these certain things that you're trying to hone in on, your themes, and just perfect those over the course of a career, you know.
Totally.
I'd love to be just making comics all the time.
Next time you come in, we'll talk about that.
Word.
Next up, we got Andy Land. I'm a little bit over. I got one last song to play. It's an exclusive jam.
We're sorry, Andy.
Last minute for the listeners out there. It's something I got from my homie K-Pac. He's got a album coming out, bunch of dope music coming out, and a music video that he's trying to shoot at the end of the month. And check this out. Exclusive K-pop, Van City Hip Hop. Tuning out.
Ty's a pretty cool dude.
Ty's the man. Shout out Ty. Shout out Ty if you're listening.
Yeah.
You listen to CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave Radio with Arrow the Knot and
Dylan Humphreys. Stay safe, people, and be good.
Peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. East side. Strip, gonna vibe on the east side. Bye, bye, bye. We can go it to the side. It's a vibe. Strip, gonna vibe. It's a vibe. Strip.
and Jax, catching wipes. It been written on my face. Fool the ruler, not no man. Set the roses on my lap. Fuck this rap, it's way too bold. Stick to that shit that you know. Jax, he rang from 88. So R.I.P. onto my bro. We did the coldest puffin' roaches. Pick your pocket for that soda. Sipping coffee in Strathcona. I could name a million over. Crosses on my crossroads. Me and on my Norfolk. We been slowly getting over. Fuck your plate, we got an armful. Tracks up to my arsenal. Aiming at your marbles. Getting grimy, grimy. But I feel it like hygiene, hygiene. Since getting on hardwood. Parkside with my day one. Yeah, today feeling all good. Park bench in the daylight. Back then where we all could. Now I could've been anywhere in the damn earth. Strap on the wet land with the plan work. Grew up, ran hippies in the vanguards. Who knew one day we could have ours? Blisters from the handlebars. Blissful was the ambience. Finally find another peace of mind. Till we hear another ambulance.
Strap on a vibe.
So we grind of the day for the clans of the cake. Lifestyle raising the poor and the dangerous. You can't keep my heart contained. Can't shoot your shot. Work some angles. Must be on that mic. Cocaine shit. Wipe up. Spit shine. Flip lines. Y'all act like Richard Dreyfuss. For the up. Hold your Euphoria. Few with them, but the more of us. We glorious. Victorious. Now everybody wanna orbit us. And I fall in. False Greek. We evolving. No sweat for the small things. But I still love the blossoms. We're running out of options. Raindrop with the top down. Man, luck, and we authentic. Hold up, we can all get it. No need getting authentic. But it looking like an all in it. Since playing in the ball, pivot. 9 months, it was all kicking. On stage, it was all written. Since feeling like a lost man. Front stairs, I recall sitting. Flashback, get them all tripping. For everything that we lost. Everything that we gained. Time frozen, it stopped. All the way that it changed. It was all new. Labor make the fruit, so you could take my life, but you never take my youth. It's a
strength on a vibe on the east side.
It's a vibe.
Bye bye, we can throw it to the sky. It's a vibe, strength on a vibe. Strength on a vibe, throw it to the sky.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.